Estamos celebrando uno de los acontecimientos más importantes en la historia del mundo.
We celebrate one of the most important events in the history of the world.
Viernes,
on a Friday,
la fiesta de Pascua de los judíos,
in a celebration of the Passover of the Jews,
Señor Jesús,
our Lord Jesus,
fue crucificado.
He was crucified.
Y eso resultó en nuestro beneficio.
And that was to our benefit.
Gracias a eso tenemos salvación.
Thanks to that event, we have salvation and eternal life in Christ Jesus. Amen. On that cross, where he was nailed, where he was beaten, there he paid for our sins. And the word tells us that by his stripes we have been healed. Amen. Today is a very, very special day for the church. And I believe that as children of God, we need to celebrate this special week. Amen. It started on Thursday. Night, where the Lord Jesus, where he gathered with his disciples to have his supper. You all know that it was very special, that the Passover was very special for the Jews, because they celebrated the exit from Egypt, where God took them out with power and glory. Just going to read a portion there in Luke,
22,
in Luke 22,
donde el Señor instituye la Santa Cena.
Where the Lord there, he appoints the Lord's Supper.
Voy a leer el 22:14.
I'm going to read verse 14 in chapter 22.
El Señor había enviado a sus discípulos a preparar un lugar en el aposento alto.
The Lord had sent his disciples to prepare a place in that upper room. To eat in the Passover.
La Pascua se remonta al libro de Éxodo, ¿verdad?
The Passover is mentioned in the book of Exodus.
Donde el Señor mandó a los judíos matar un cordero.
Where the Lord sent the Jews to kill a lamb.
Y con la sangre del cordero.
And with the blood of the lamb.
Pintar los dinteles de sus casas.
To paint the frames or the doors or their homes and the windows.
Para que el ángel de la muerte no penetrara en sus casas.
So that the angel of death wouldn't penetrate into their homes.
Y eso mismo hacemos nosotros hoy.
And that's the same thing that we do today.
Pintamos nuestras casas con la sangre de Jesús.
We paint our homes with the
Esa
blood of Jesus. That precious blood that he shed on the cross for each one of us.
22:14 dice, cuando era la hora, se sentó a la mesa y con él los
says, when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him.
Y le dijo, ¿cuánto he deseado comer con vosotros esta Pascua antes que padezca?
Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer.
Porque os digo que no la comeré más hasta que se cumpla en el reino de Dios.
For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.
Y habiendo tomado la copa dio gracias y dijo, tomad esto y repartidlo entre vosotros.
Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves.
Porque os digo que no beberé más del fruto de la vid hasta que el reino de Dios venga.
For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.
Y tomó el pan, y dio gracias, y lo partió, y les dio diciendo, esto es mi cuerpo que por vosotros es dado. Haced esto en memoria de mí.
And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
De igual manera, emocionado tomó la copa diciendo: esta copa es el nuevo pacto en mi sangre que por vosotros se derrama.
Likewise he also took the cup after supper saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood which is shed for you.
Mas he aquí la mano del que me entrega está conmigo en la mesa.
But behold, the hand of my betrayer is with me at the table.
A la verdad, el Hijo del Hombre va según lo que está determinado, pero ay de aquel hombre por quien es entregado.
And truly the Son of Man goes as it has been determined, but woe to the man by whom he is betrayed.
Como vemos aquí, el Señor Jesús anhelaba esa última cena pasada con sus apóstoles.
We see here the Lord Jesus, he desired to have that last Passover with his disciples.
Eso fue el jueves, en la noche.
That was on Thursday evening.
Y en la madrugada del viernes fue cuando él fue aprehendido.
And on Friday morning was when he was betrayed.
Fue llevado preso.
That he was taken captive.
Todos sabemos los acontecimientos que sucedieron después, ¿verdad?
And we all know the events that took place from there on.
La muerte, la crucifixión.
The death, the crucifixion.
Y el apóstol Pablo,
the apostle Paul,
Primera de Corintios 11,
in 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
nos da el Señor, como vemos, nos dio la orden, es un imperativo.
As we see, the Lord, he gave
no
us an order.
Si podemos,
it's not a if we want
esto,
or whether we can. But he says, do this in remembrance of me.
Pero antes de pasar a la palabra, quiero, pueden sentarse, por favor, quiero hacerles una pequeña reseña.
But before we go to the word, I just want to do
porque
a small summary.
Hay mucha equivocación al respecto de tomar la Santa Cena.
Because there is a lot of errors in taking the Lord's Supper.
Se pone demasiadas excusas.
A lot of excuses are put forward in order to
el
not partake of it. In some places they put too much burden upon people.
El Señor dijo que somos pecadores.
The Lord Jesus said we are sinners.
Pero dice que abogado tenemos en Cristo.
But he says that we have an advocate in Christ Jesus.
Y el caso es que no estamos exento de caer en pecado cada día, cada momento.
And the reality is we're not except to
actitud,
falling in sin every day we commit them. A bad attitude or a lie.
Un mal pensamiento.
Or perhaps even a bad thought.
Cruza por la cabeza de cualquiera.
Can go past anybody's mind.
Pero sabe, el Señor,
but you know, the Lord Jesus,
la Santa Cena,
when he instituted the Lord's Supper,
no
he didn't place conditions.
Solamente usted aceptó a Cristo.
Simply you accepted Christ,
usted puede tomar la Santa Cena.
You are his son, you're his daughter, you can partake
a Dios como su único Salvador.
Of the Lord's Supper as long as you acknowledge him as your Lord and Savior.
Hacerlo con dignidad,
we need to do it in a worthy manner.
Hacerlo indignamente, sin discernir el cuerpo de Cristo.
Do not do it in an unworthy manner, not discerning the bodies of Christ.
Sometimes
we think that it's the sins that it speaks of.
Pero dice, sin discernir el cuerpo de Cristo.
It says without discerning the Lord's body.
No sé cuántos saben, pero hay sanidad.
I don't know how many of you know, but there is healing in the Lord's Supper.
Ese pan que nosotros comemos simbólicamente.
That bread that we partake of symbolically, it represents the body of our Lord that was beaten for our sins. In him God took all of our sins. He took all of our illnesses. Anything that you can place on the cross, any name of illness, cancer, diabetes, everything, the Lord Jesus, he carried it all on the cross. That's why he says that there are many sick, because we don't partake the Lord, the body, discerning his body. You and I are the body of Christ. You and I are part of that body. And it is necessary that we leave all taboos aside. I can't partake of the Lord's Supper because I'm not holy, because I'm not clean. Firstly, the Lord looks at us as if we're washed with the blood of Jesus. Romans 8:1 says, there is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus.
Somos nosotros los que ponemos el límite a Dios.
We are the ones that place those limits unto God.
Dios nos manda como una ordenanza.
But God tells us like it's an ordinance.
Haced esto en memoria de mí.
Do this in remembrance of me.
Entonces, hermano, yo en esta mañana quiero que usted se sienta libre.
So this morning, brethren, I want you to feel free.
Dios,
if you're a son of God, if you've been washed by the blood of Jesus, then partake of the Lord's Supper. And you know why?
Porque nadie sabe la bendición que hay en
because
la Santa Cena.
No one realizes the blessing in the Lord's Supper, and we ignore that blessing.
¿Sí? Cuando el Señor dice, examinémonos a
nosotros mismos. When the Lord Jesus says to examine ourselves,
examinémonos.
Let's examine ourselves.
¿Qué hay en nuestros corazones?
What is in our hearts?
Estamos tomando la Santa Cena con.
Are we taking the Lord's Supper?
Poniendo todo nuestro corazón en lo que estamos haciendo.
Placing all of our heart in what we're doing.
O mientras tomamos la Santa Cena estamos pensando.
Or when we're partaking the Lord's Supper. Are we thinking of what we're doing tomorrow? I've got something to do at home. I need to pay bills.
Eso para mí es tomarla indignamente.
To me, that is to partake of it in an unworthy manner.
Hacer acepción de personas.
To make exception of people, that is an unworthy manner.
No amar a su hermano, eso es indignamente.
To not love your brother, that is an unworthy manner.
Porque el Señor dice que el que no ama a su hermano,
because
muerto.
The Lord says the one who doesn't love his brother remains dead.
Esos son los puntos que tenemos que analizar.
These are the points that we need to analyze.
Que tenemos que ver en nuestro corazón.
That we need to see in our heart.
No, si pecamos ayer, si pecamos
not whether
ayer.
We sinned yesterday or the day
abogado
before.
Tenemos en Cristo.
We have an advocate in
mientras
Christ.
Tenemos esos minutos.
While we have there those minutes
de silencio,
of silence,
de reconciliación con Dios,
of reconciliation to God, let's ask God for forgiveness. If you have something against a brother or a sister and if they're here, ask them for forgiveness. Fix your situation with your brother and sister while there is time, because if the Lord comes and if you're in disagreement with your brothers,
then you will leave behind.
It's important for you to understand those points. You accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then you must partake of the Lord's Supper.
Porque es una ordenanza,
because that's an ordinance of the Lord.
No, hay mucha, ¿cómo le puedo decir? Muchas formas de decir, usted puede, usted no puede. No, nosotros no somos quienes para juzgar.
There are many ways to say you can and you can't and you can't, but we're not anyone to be able to judge.
El Señor Jesús dijo, yo no vine a condenar al mundo.
The Lord Jesus, he said, I did not come to condemn the world. I came to save the world.
Entonces, tenemos que tener en cuenta,
so we need to keep in mind
Dios,
what God
Dios.
Says, not what man says,
¿qué dice Dios?
Or what God says.
Entonces, es importante, hermanos, que ustedes, en su corazón,
so it's important that you in your hearts
tengan el deseo de
that you have the desire to partake of the Lord's Supper. Knowing
que estamos recordando
that we are remembering
la muerte del Señor Jesús,
the death of the Lord Jesus Christ until he comes.
Y la iglesia tiene que decir, Señor Jesús, ven pronto.
And the church needs to say, Lord Jesus, come soon. Come soon, Lord Jesus.
Es importante, hermano.
It's important.
Porque recordamos que él va a volver.
Because we remember that he will return.
Que como sus hijos,
and that as his children,
vamos a estar en las bodas del Cordero,
we're going to be at the weddings of the Lamb, amen.
Y si usted aceptó a Cristo,
and if you've accepted Christ,
Cordero,
and if you're going to be at the wedding of the Lamb,
de la
then you should partake
porque
of the Lord's
Supper.
Because it's a remembrance that we do of him,
de su muerte,
of his death,
de su resurrección,
and of his resurrection.
Amen.
Amen.
Porque yo recibí del Señor lo que también os he enseñado, que el Señor Jesús, la noche que fue entregado, tomó pan.
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread.
Y habiendo dado gracias, lo partió y dijo, tomad, comed, esto es mi cuerpo que por vosotros es partido. Haced esto en memoria de mí.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Asimismo, tomó también la copa después de haber cenado, diciendo, esta copa es el nuevo pacto en mi sangre. Haced esto todas las veces que la bebieres en memoria de mí.
In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Así pues, todas las veces que comieres este pan y bebieres esta copa, la muerte del Señor anunciáis hasta que Él venga.
For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till He comes.
De manera que cualquiera que comiere este pan o bebiera esta copa del Señor indignamente será culpado del cuerpo y de la sangre del Señor.
Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup in the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the blood of the body and blood of the Lord.
Por tanto, pruébese cada uno a sí mismo y coma así del pan y beba de la copa.
But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
Porque el que come y bebe indignamente sin discernir el cuerpo del Señor, juicio come y bebe para sí.
For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
Por lo cual hay muchos enfermos y debilitados entre vosotros y muchos duermen.
For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep.
Pues si nos examinásemos a nosotros mismos, no seríamos juzgados.
For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged.
Mas siendo juzgados, somos castigados por el Señor, para que no seamos condenados por el mundo.
But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world.
Se dan cuenta que es algo imperativo, ¿verdad? Es algo que el Señor dice, haced esto en memoria de mí. Es una de las ordenanzas del Señor.
Do you realize that the Lord here,
no
he
si
says,
queremos, si podemos, si tenemos ganas.
Do this in remembrance of me. It's not whether we want to, whether we feel like it, but it's a commandment, an ordinance from the Lord.
En algunas iglesias tradicionales, ¿verdad? Dicen los sacramentos.
In some traditional churches, they say it's the sacraments for us.
Son ordenanzas de nuestro Señor.
But these are ordinances of the Lord.
Hacer esto en memoria de mí.
He says, do this in remembrance of me.
Vamos a tomar la Santa Cena.
This morning we're going to partake of the Lord's Supper. I ask you to partake with a clean heart,
sin,
with a sincere heart,
sin culpabilidades, hermano.
Without guilt.
Sin culpabilidades.
Without guilt.
Póngase a cuenta con Dios en los minutos que tenemos para
place yourself right before God.
Ponernos a cuenta con Él.
In these few minutes that we have to come right before Him, to take it in the faith which is in the Son of God, to take it knowing that there is healing, that there is deliverance, there in that small bread and that bit of the wine, and truly
sabemos que el Señor en medio nuestro,
we know that the Lord is in the midst of us, amen.
Así que vamos a orar por los elementos,
so we're going to pray for the
por
elements,
el pan, por el vino,
for the wine, for
luego,
the wine, for the bread.
Pase a buscar su copa y su vasito de vino.
Then you can come forward, partake, grab your portion of the cup, your portion of the bread.
Padre bendito, en esta mañana te damos gloria, honra, alabanza, adoración.
Heavenly Father, Lord, this morning we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory.
Te damos gracias, Padre.
We give you thanks, Father God.
Gracias porque tú sabías que ibas a sufrir.
We thank you because you knew you would to suffer.
Pero aún así,
but even then,
seguiste adelante con el plan de nuestro Dios.
You continued ahead with the plan of our God.
Fuiste flagelado,
you
fuiste
were beaten,
cupido,
you were spat upon,
maltratado.
You were mistreated.
Pero aún así,
but even so,
dice que no abriste tu boca.
It's the word says you did not open your mouth. That you were like a lamb to the slaughter.
Abrir tu boca,
without opening your mouth, Lord Jesus.
Señor, ten misericordia de nosotros.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Y ayúdanos a poder ser como tú, Señor.
Help us, Lord, to
a
be
poder
like
tener
you.
Tu amor, tu paciencia.
To have your love, your patience.
Señor, ese amor tan inmenso que tú tuviste por cada alma.
Lord Jesus, that immense love that you had
no
for your soul.
Excepción de personas.
That we may know exception of people.
Porque tú nos amas a todos iguales.
Because you loved us all the same.
Blanco, negro, amarillo,
black, white, yellow.
Iguales.
For you, Lord Jesus, we are all the same.
Todos somos tus hijos.
We are all your children.
Ayúdanos, Padre.
Father God, help us.
Ayúdanos a amarnos los unos a los otros.
Help us, Lord, to love one another.
Ayúdanos a poner nuestro corazón en cada cosa que hacemos.
Help us to place our heart in everything that we do.
Que cada cosa que hacemos,
and Lord Jesus, that everything we do,
para ti, Señor,
that we do it for you, my God.
Padre bendito, en esta mañana,
Father, Lord, this morning,
yo bendigo a cada uno de mis hermanos que están en este lugar.
I bless each of my brothers here in this place.
Te pido que tú, Señor, Lord, le dé revelación de tu palabra.
I ask that you give them revelation of
que
your word.
Reveles realmente
that you
la Santa
truly
Cena en sus corazones.
Reveal to them the Lord's Supper in their hearts.
Padre,
Father,
en el nombre de Jesús,
in the name of Jesus,
yo bendigo estos elementos que representan tu cuerpo,
I bless
tu
these elements that represent your body, your blood.
Esa copa,
I bless the bread and the cup.
Y pido, Señor, que al tomarla,
and ask Lord that as you take it,
lo hagamos sabiendo,
that we do it in a worthy manner,
que somos parte de este cuerpo,
knowing that we are part of this body,
que no somos separados,
that we are not separated,
que tú no haces acepción de personas,
that you don't make exceptions of people,
que somos tus hijos,
that Lord we are your children,
y que en medio de nosotros,
and that
tú, Señor,
you are in the midst of us,
y sé que hay una hilada de ángeles contemplando cada cosa que nosotros hacemos,
and I know that there are angels,
Padre,
contemplating
si
all things
que tu presencia está en este lugar,
we know your presence is in this place,
hagamos las cosas,
let's
con dignidad,
do the things worthy,
con amor,
with love,
ayúdanos, Padre,
help us Father,
ayúdanos.
Help
us.
Bless, Lord Jesus, these elements that we partake
of.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen, Lord God.
Pueden pasar, hermano.
Brothers and sisters, you can come forward and take your portion. I'd just like you to take your own moment of reflection. Your own moment that you speak to the Lord. If you were to come today, think in your hearts, would we leave with Him? This is not a game. This is a matter of death and life. And so I ask you to soften your hearts, to wait on God, to cry out to God, and that He may at this point help
you.
May you come before God now to ask God for forgiveness, that truly we may wait on Him. May He bring healing to every body, to every mind, to every heart, and may we continue edifying the house of God till He comes in His kingdom. He waits from us to love one another the way that He loved us. He gave Himself for us.
Nosotros, ¿qué somos nosotros, hermano?
Who are we, brethren?
Para sentirnos ofendidos, enojados.
To feel offended, to feel upset.
Él no tuvo en cuenta ninguna de esas cosas.
He did not keep any of those things in mind
en esa cruz.
When He died on the cross.
Tomemos un tiempo
Let's just take this moment now.
Y hable con el Señor.
Just there where you are, speak with the Lord.
Pregúntele, háblele.
Speak to Him, ask,
y dale perdón aún por
ask Him for forgiveness, even for the sins that aren't here.
Yo recibí del Señor lo que también os he enseñado, que el Señor Jesús, la noche que fue entregado, tomó pan.
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, the Lord Jesus, on the same night he was betrayed, he took bread.
Y habiendo dado gracias, lo partió y dijo: Tomad, comed, esto es mi cuerpo que por vosotros es partido.
And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of him. Let's partake of the bread. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Let's partake of the cup. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Gracias por morir en esa cruz.
Thank you, Lord, for dying on that cross.
Donde debimos morir nosotros,
where we should have died, Lord Jesus,
pecados,
for our sins,
por nuestras iras, nuestra contienda,
for our anger, Lord Jesus, for our content.
Perdónanos, Señor.
Lord, forgive us.
Restauranos.
Restore us.
Ten misericordia de nosotros,
Lord Jesus, have mercy on us, your children.
Que podamos estar unánimes en un mismo sentir.
Lord, may we be united in the
el
same
que
sense.
Vengas a buscar a tu iglesia.
The day that you come to seek your church.
Anhelamos, Señor, que vengas.
Lord Jesus, we desire you to
ven
come.
Pronto, Señor.
Lord, come soon.
Dice, ven pronto,
the church says, come
ven
soon,
pronto.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
Necesitamos que vengas pronto,
we need you to come soon, my God.
Te adoramos, Rey.
We worship you, my King.
Esta mañana te decimos, Señor,
this morning we say to you,
que no hagamos vana tu sangre divina, Señor.
Let's not make your
que no
divine blood in vain.
Tu sacrificio en esa cruz,
your sacrifice on the cross, we won't make it in vain for each one of us.
Señor, que podamos ser dignos de ser tus hijos.
May we be worthy to be your children.
Que podamos cumplir.
May we fulfill the commandments that you have sent to us in your word. Father God, help us. Lord, we can't do it alone. Help us, Father God, to be able to understand your word and to put it into practice. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you because there are no words to give you thanks, my God. Thank you. It's such a small word for all that you've done for us. Father God, when we think of everything you suffered on the cross, but Lord God, we also know that Lord, on Sunday you resurrected, that you resurrected with power and with glory, that you're seated at the right hand of the Father, Lord God, in the powerful name of Jesus. We give you glory, glory, Lord God, glory to you. We know, my God, that because you live, we will also live. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my God. We thank you, Lord, because through you we attain eternal life. We thank you because one day we'll see you face to face, because you are alive and you shall live forever. Thank you, my King. Thank you. Help us, Lord, to understand that you are in us, that you live in us, that you are here, Lord, in the midst of your people. We thank you, my King. We thank you, Lord. We give you infinite thanks for that sacrifice on the cross. But we thank you because one day you resurrected. Because that is our hope of redemption. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Your tomb is empty. And our cross is empty. Because, Lord Jesus, you resurrected. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Christ. Give a loud clap to the Lord, brethren.